With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Our buddy Chris Rose.
Hello, hey, Chris. How are you?
My God, what are you, the two of you doing on together?
It's a rare day.
It is kind of weird. Do you want me to bring Les in? Should we just call him?
Well, I mean, I've only known Les my entire life. Don't worry about it. You know, I didn't know if one of you was buying brooms or off, you know, vacationing in some swanky place. You know, you never know with the two of you.
Akron. That's
true.
Akron.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How you guys doing? All right.
We're good. Great, how are you, Chris? Doing? How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm taking Michelle and the boys down to Anaheim tonight.
Nice.
For our yearly trip down there for the Indians and the Angels. The Angels are wonderful people. They are a very good organization, and they always treat us very well. So
where will Chris Rose sit tonight?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know where the seats are.
Ah.
I'll find out when I get there. But, you know, it's fun. Actually, I need a little help from you guys.
Okay, yeah. What do you need?
So Millar always rides me because for years, you know, I've been taking the Indians, whether it's to Arizona for spring training or we'll stop when we're in Cleveland. If the Indians are in town, we'll go down to the field, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And the boys, they always love getting pictures with the players, right?
Right.
Even if it's the same players. Like, over the years, you can see Josh, who's my oldest at 16 years old and is now 6'4". You can see from when he was, like, 5'5", till growing up, like, taking a picture with Michael Brantley all these years. And, you know, he likes taking pictures with him.
Okay.
Like, at what point do you stop taking pictures with the same player? Is there a rule on this?
College graduate.
Oh, I don't know, Chris. I mean, if you wanted to make a cool collage of over the years, I kind of like
That's
it.
That's my point.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I think you can keep doing it.
Yeah, Millar always rides me and always gets on me. So we're going to discuss that on the show today. You can see the hard-hitting topics we touch on Intentional Talk.
My question is where's the best place to get a picture? Like, I always tell people, if you want to get a picture with a player, you want to be down by the dugout as early as possible, and you just want to smile.
Well, a few things. Right. And now, I'm very fortunate, and I do not take this for granted from what I do, and I teach this to my kids. I'm like, you know, you always say please and thank you when you're on the field, and because there's not a lot of kids that are fortunate enough to do this, right? You know, your dad gets to work in this business, and it's great. But for 99.9% of the people that never get to set foot on, you know, warning track or watch batting practice from the field, the best way to do it is, you got to get there early. The minute, let's say the Indians are at home, so they hit first. So that's like they're out of the dugout by 4 o'clock. The problem is the gates usually don't open. And something that baseball has toyed with over the years is flipping batting practice. So the road team goes first, and so that the home fans can enjoy the home team hitting more. And that's something I'd like to see, because that way you can get more autographs. But if you're ever on the road trying to follow the tribe, they're always going to hit second. So for a 7:05 start, let's say, they're going to hop out of the dugout at 5:15 or so. You got to try and get there early.
I like that idea, actually. We were talking earlier, Chris, about the baseball in this day and age, because here you have 31 guys in Major League Baseball already who have hit 30 home runs this year. By comparison, you have 28 guys who are hitting 300 or more. Is the ball juiced? Is it swing plane? What
I don't
is
know.
What,
I mean, I've talked to a ton of the guys. The pitchers seem to think that it's different. Major League Baseball has been pretty steadfast in saying that it's not. I'll be honest with you, I don't care. Like, you know, is it good or bad for the game? It's the game. It's fine. I mean, I've gotten enjoyment out of it because the Indians have won 25 out of 26, right? And we've seen a lot of young guys. I think the great thing about the game is that there's so many good, really good players that are 25 and younger. So I don't think that has anything to do with the baseball. I think it has a lot to do with the talent level. And to me, that's the more interesting part of it, is the number of guys that we could feel like, okay, over the next, you know, 5 to 7 years, this sport is in good shape, as long as these guys continue to progress. I think I understand why people want to talk about the baseball, but to me it's kind of a hollow discussion. Like, what are you trying to get out of it?
My only point is that it's not
fair compared to the guys in the 70s and 80s. Like, I don't like getting in those discussions because it's ifs and buts.
Yeah, you need to just yell at Filar then for a little bit. My point is the game, in its essence, is still entertainment. You know, not every team's going to win the World Series, so you're going for entertainment. So I say it this way: if they're going to do it to the ball because it's better than doing it to the players, and it's level.
Yeah, and don't sleep on it. Some of the players are still doing it too. It's the society we live in sports. You know, there are certain people looking for an edge and a shortcut and all that sort of stuff. So I'm not going to say the sport's perfectly clean, but I think they've done a much better job of certainly doing it. It was funny because last week we had former Indians catcher Chris Jimenez on the show.
Yep.
And he's a really good personality. And at the end of the segment, he ripped his shirt off kind of like Hulk Hogan used to do with the wrestling thing. And Jimenez is jacked. And he texted me afterward. I said, hey, thanks for coming on the show. He said, hey, the league must have seen me on the show because they're asking me to take a drug test right now. I was like, oh, perfect. Excellent.
Oh, that's pretty good. The Dodgers were clearly the best team in Major League Baseball until they didn't stay hot and the Indians got hot, Chris. Who's the best team in baseball right now?
Well, the Indians are playing the best. I don't think there's any question about that.
I would agree with that. Are they the best team?
But it doesn't matter. I'll tell you who the best team is at the beginning of November, the end of the year. I mean, like, people have asked me a lot during this streak, well, are you worried about them peaking too early and all this sort of stuff? Well, it's very possible that the Indians could play the Yankees in round one, right? And they're the team that scares me the most in the American League, to be honest with you, because I feel like they're almost a mirror image of the Tribe. But the Yankees are playing great. They're playing great baseball. So are they peaking too early? Like, I don't know. Like, wouldn't you rather be playing your best baseball in September? Isn't that kind of the goal?
I agree.
Or would you rather say, nah, hey, guys, listen, let's drop 6 of our last 9 so we get that out of the way before October starts. I mean, really. Like, you don't have a choice, fellas. You know, let's not – if things go sideways for the Indians, whether it's in the divisional series, the ALCS, the World Series, whatever, if it doesn't go perfectly and we don't celebrate for the first time since 1948, let's not try and nitpick and say, see, told you we shouldn't have won 22 in a row.
Yeah,
I'm not going to listen to that garbage.
Chris, I'm not buying the whole peak story anyway, because if you go back and look at the way Tito managed those games, he was getting that 40-man roster in. And I don't think that he was panicking. He was trying to manage the same way he would whether they had a one-game winning streak or a 22-game winning streak.
And that's why, A, the team is so good, and B, he's so good. Because he doesn't sacrifice anything. Now, the Kipnis thing scares me. I think I brought this up maybe the last time I was on. Yesterday, they had a runner on first, and somebody hit kind of a soft liner to center. And they went first to third on him. If Zimmer's out there, I don't know if he catches the ball, but they don't go first to third because they can't take the risk that he comes up with it and the guy gets doubled off first, right?
True.
If Kipnis is out there, and I'm not pointing fingers at Jason Kipnis. It's hard to move positions in the major league. And I get it. He was, you know, All-American center fielder. This ain't Cal we're playing in the best 2 out of 3 weekend series coming up. You're likely facing the Yankees or the Red Sox. And you need the best team you can have on the field. So every night that I watch the game, and I hope this is what people are doing, you're trying to figure out what this 25-man roster is going to look like. Is Yandy Diaz on it? Is his defense good enough to start at third base in a playoff game? Would you rather have Allen on that roster? I mean, you know, where does Kipnis fit? That's a hard call coming up, man. It's not easy. This is not an easy thing.
We've kicked that around a little bit, and we are going to get into it a little bit more today, actually. And I agree with you completely. On the other hand, Terry has choices to make on the starting rotation rather than just throwing in whatever he has and keeping his fingers crossed as he did last year. And I think that's going to make this a very different-looking playoff team this year, Chris, and a much more dangerous team than the team that almost won the World Series last year. I'm anxious to see what they do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that there's much discussion to be had at this point. I mean, Clevinger has pitched well enough, and he gets enough strikeouts to where he's your number four guy. I'm a huge Josh Tomlin fan. I think he's amazing that he's able to get guys out on a fairly consistent basis with 88 miles an hour in this game today. I marvel at him, and I think he's going tonight, and I look forward to seeing him pitch in person. But when you've got a guy who's got strikeout stuff, a guy who last night had first and third and nobody out and only gave up one run because I thought we made a poor decision to throw through to second, that's pretty impressive. And, you know, every 90 feet counts. Every out counts. That's why, you know, you can't – everybody's got to check their ego at the door come October. It's just you're not going to rely on some of the guys that have helped you get there. I mean, Josh Tomlin's a guy who helped us get to Game 7 of the World Series. It is possible, and I don't know what they're thinking, that he won't throw a pitch for us this postseason. Right. It's possible. Yeah. Just throwing it out there.
All right, Chris, let's switch gears to the Browns here for a second. After week one, I think people were feeling pretty good against the Steelers. This last Sunday against the Ravens, not so much. This week they go to Indianapolis, and they're favored. What are your thoughts right now?
Well, so I look at the next three games, and we've got Indy, Cincy at home, and then the Jets. How many of those do you have to win to feel good about where the Browns are?
Two.
To feel good, two.
Yeah. If they win three, you're jumping for joy. If they win one,
you're a little concerned.
You're miserable.
Yeah, you're a little concerned.
And if you win zero, then you're questioning the whole process again, correct?
You are correct.
All right. So let's break it down with Indy. I've watched both their games against the Rams and the Cardinals very closely. It's a bad football team. Bad, bad, bad football team. I hope Greg Williams comes up with something where he doesn't allow any huge chunk plays. They get a couple turnovers. They've got to win games like this, man. If you're going to win three or four games a year, this is one of them you got to put in your pocket. You know, listen, the Ravens are a decent team. I don't think they can win the Super Bowl, but that defense is really good. It's really good. So, and I want to see Kaiser bounce back. I want to see him learn from this and not make the same mistakes. You know, I'd like to see our receivers get open. I'd like to see our receivers give a damn. Because there was one play where Sammy Coates and Kenny Britt both quit on a route. I mean, if I'm Hugh Jackson, I'm chewing their butts out. And at what point will Kenny Britt fall into the Dwayne Bowe category?
Oh,
you know, at what point is he going to be?
It's been 2 weeks. Sachi it's already Brown, here. People have been yelling.
Dwayne
about
Bowe to Ray Farmer equivalent.
I throw him in with the same thing that you just mentioned. Three more games. I don't think you make any judgments about anything or anybody until five games.
Yeah, it's just, but I could have told you this, guys. He's a 50-50. He's Roberto Duran. He's hands of stone. It's, you know, he looks like he should play the part, and he doesn't. And I can't, you know, somebody should hold Sashi's feet to the fire on this one. What did you see in Kenny Britt that made you give him 4 years and $32 million? You couldn't have gotten Alshon Jeffrey for 1 year and $14 million?
You wouldn't give Terrell Pryor a little bit more to stay?
You know, once again, I've told you this before. I don't know what went on behind the scenes, and so that's their business. If something happened behind the scenes where they didn't feel comfortable making a lengthy commitment to a guy who they felt like if there were issues, and I don't know if there were. Maybe there were, maybe there weren't. And I've seen Pryor drop balls, by the way. He dropped a huge touchdown pass week one against the Eagles. You know, so he's not, you know, that's not Jerry Rice we're talking about. But he's better than Kenny Britt.
Another topic I think is going to start picking up if the offense has looked better is Hugh Jackson as head coach and offensive coordinator.
That's already picked up. I'm on a text chain. I tell you this with my two brothers and one of my nephews. And my oldest brother's like, get Hugh, just have him be a head coach. And we went through the line of guys in this league who call plays and are the head coach. And it's not the most successful guys for the most part. But it's guys who have a hard time giving up that chore.
So we'll see what he does. Chris, enjoy the game tonight.
Hey, Chris, here's what I want to see. I want to see a picture of you tonight with the family underneath the giant Angels cap they have outside behind home plate. on the plaza there? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. That's going to be a hard one. When we get there at like 4 o'clock, there's nobody there to take a picture. Aww. What do you want, a selfie?
Yeah, selfie. Just you. We'll take a selfie of you.
Just me. Yeah, I don't just take pictures of me.
Oh, like man.
They're better looking. Out of the 4 people in the house and the dog, I'm number 5.
All right. That's better than me. What am I, 3, 5?
Don't even
I'm
go
6.
There.
Well, I was actually about to tell you that, but yeah, I didn't want to.
Chris, thank you, sir.
All right, gang. Take care. Love
thank
you, Cleveland.
You. See you.
Chris Rose, Major League Baseball Network. That'd be MLB Network.
Yes.
And NFL Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.